Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian state media reporting a missile attack today on an airbase in Homs province by the U.S. military, killing at least 14. The U.S. denies it carried out that attack. Meantime, President Trump has blamed Russian President Vladimir Putin and Iran for what he said was a mindless chemical attack in the last remaining rebel stronghold in eastern Ghouta. At least 40 people died there. University of Pennsylvania Middle East scholar Ian Lustig tells VOA he's maintained all along the area will fall to the Syrian government.
I still do. I don't think the rebels can hold out in Douma. But what the terms of that ending of that particular situation is going to be, I can't say. In the longer term, Assad and others have been declaring victory on his behalf, but his victory really and his ability to stay in power rests entirely on his ability to maintain the support of Russia and Iran.
President Trump has not said just how the U.S. might respond to that chemical attack in eastern Ghouta. President Trump is predicting there will be a resolution to the U.S.-China standoff over tariffs. White House senior economics advisor Larry Kudlow agrees with Mr. Trump that trade tariffs against China are the right thing to do. Meantime, U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin has said that the threat of higher tariffs pose the risk of a trade war, but he doesn't think that will happen. In Central African Republic, at least two people killed, dozens wounded in an operation conducted jointly by the UN peacekeepers and government forces. They targeted armed groups in the Muslim PK5 neighborhood. This is VOA News. German police raided the homes of suspected members of a far-right group in Berlin and elsewhere in the country, searching for weapons. Markus Schmidt is a spokesperson for the German federal prosecutor. He said the objective of this encounter was to be able to coordinate action within the so-called Reichsbürger group. The objective of that group was to eliminate the state order, he says, of the Federal Republic of Germany. The raids were not linked to the incident in Munster on Saturday when a man drove a camper van into a group of people sitting outside a restaurant, killing two of them before killing himself. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban is celebrating what he calls a great victory for Hungary after his anti-immigration Fidesz party won a large majority in Sunday's parliamentary election. With almost all the votes counted, Fidesz and its Christian Democratic allies are expected to wind up with 133 seats in the 199-seat parliament. In an acrimonious campaign, Orban portrayed himself as the savior of Hungary's Christian culture against Muslim migration into Europe. Eva Hedges is a voter from Budapest.
The stakes are huge, huge. We will either become an immigrant country or we will stay free, or we will have to fight for remaining free.
Analysts say a strong win for Orban's one-issue campaign could expose cracks in the 28-nation European Union by boosting other right-wing nationalists in countries like Poland and neighboring Austria and bolstering that Central European alliance against the EU's migration policies. An American official says North Korea has told the United States it will be willing to discuss denuclearization in a proposed meeting between President Trump and leader Kim Jong-un. Harry Kasianis, director of defense studies at the Center for the National Interest, asked, at what price would such a meeting take place?
I think the question that the whole collective world needs to ask, what is the price for that summit going to be? Keep in mind, back in 2009, the Kim regime asked for a reported $10 billion just to sit down with South Korea. My question is what are they going to ask from President Donald Trump to sit down and have that summit?
And there will be a summit of two Korean leaders. Those are set for April the 27th. Facebook Chief Executive Officer Mark Zuckerberg holding a meeting with some U.S. lawmakers this week, one day before he's due to appear before congressional hearings. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.